My guest at this time is Pat Caddell. He rose to fame in the 1976 presidential campaign, where as a young pollster and strategist, he helped Jimmy Carter get elected to the White House. He is now a Fox News contributor, and he's also a principal on the Secure America Now poll, which is one of the many polls showing that Americans do not like the Iranian nuclear deal. Along with his friend and colleague, Douglas Schoen, Pat has written a piece for Politico, hoping that Chuck Schumer can save the Democratic Party, as Pat and Doug believe that it's very likely that this will be a calamitous event for the Democrats if, in fact, the deal gets approved. And, Pat, thank you very much for being with us.
Jim, thank you.
The title of the piece is Schumer May Save the Democratic Party, which begs the first question, is this issue a life or death issue for the Democratic Party right now?
Well, you know, as we know, in 1979 and 80, the Iran hostage situation, struggle with Iran, and the Democratic Party's inability to solve that satisfactorily hurt the Democratic Party. We are now dealing with a situation where overwhelming majorities of Americans oppose this agreement that has been engineered by Secretary of State Kerry and the President, and will lack majority approval, will actually be probably disapproved by the Congress. They save it on a veto. But when we've looked at these questions, not only the overwhelming majority of the American people, but large majorities of Democrats look at a deal in which the side agreements on inspections, even without the knowledge that Iran would be self-testing violations, the questions about handing Iran over $100 billion, $150 billion almost immediately for their nefarious activities, all of these things which the public opposes in 75-85% numbers, including, as I said, majority of Democrats, particularly Hispanics and moderate Democrats and conservative Democrats who are overwhelmingly against this. And when we asked people and looked at directly the question that if only Democrat, my slim minority, were able to uphold a veto by the President of a disapproval, that if the Iran took up activities, whether getting nuclear weapons or the new attacks on Israel, that the Democratic Party would be blamed, well over 60% of Americans agree, and almost half the Democrats, almost split, agree that Democrats would be blamed for this. I'm thinking that you cannot go fly in the teeth of what is now overwhelming opposition, registering in almost every survey of well over 60% of the people, show utter contempt for the constitutional processes by going to the UN first, and then not think it's going to have an impact. We've already seen the Hill had an article yesterday saying that this issue was already boiling up to become a major issue in the upcoming Senate races. I want to tell you, I think that as a Democrat, I think that the idea that who lost the Middle East on steroids or who armed Iran, and it will be hammered at Democrats for a long time to come. I do not at this point understand, and neither do Doug and I can, of how Democratic senators or congressmen can say they are going to vote for something which the vast majority of Americans oppose, including a goodly percentage of their party, but also one that in which the Iranians are allowed to self-monitor. The American electorate has made a decision by well over 2-1 that the President and John Kerry are only telling, are not being honest with the facts, and are only telling the American people what they think might convince them. This is a real departure. Either the Democratic Party is the party of democracy or not. And I think that senators are going to find themselves not only in trouble in general elections, I think they'll have trouble in primaries.
Pat, let's jump into a couple of the points here, because when the Corker plan was first put into place, it was obviously going to be an uphill climb to find enough votes to override a presidential veto of a resolution rejecting the Iran deal. But the vote counting's been going on now. So far, Chuck Schumer and Bob Menendez are the only senators against it, and the media chatter has now shifted from, will they be able to find 67 votes to override this, to, will they even have enough to prevent a filibuster here? Are we just seeing a lot of Democrats hold their powder dry because they saw the response to Chuck Schumer, and they'll maybe add some no votes as they get closer to the deadline? Or are we actually looking at a filibuster succeeding here?
No, I don't think the filibuster is going to succeed. I think that the Democrats who are out, many of them are really against this deal. I think they're just waiting. I think it may get, if it gets close to the one vote or another. But the pressure is going to change once this issue, which has been lost much of August, to the crazy madness going on in the presidential seat in both parties. Hillary's email problems, Donald Trump's summer, surge, and this has been lost as it becomes front and center as a national security issue. And as a question of America's long-term security, I think that the thing will pass. By the way, I don't really care right now what the numbers are about the votes in favor of the announced votes and measuring against the veto uphold. There is a certain dynamic itself. If you've got two-thirds of the over three-fifths of the American people in the end against this, it gets disapproved in Congress. It will create its own dynamic. And Iran has already been caught violating this agreement, including the travel of the Quds Revolutionary Guards leader to Moscow, which is a violation of sanctions, to the fact that they're trying to clean up the Parshin military site. When the American people, when this enters the debate, a lot of Democrats are going to have the opportunity to say, in light of new information, I may not vote to uphold, even if they've opposed. Well, we need a thorough debate in this country, a thorough vote. The notion that the attitudes of the American people by, quote, the People's Party is irrelevant to what the president and John Kerry have agreed to, I don't think holds. And also, I don't understand how we got this agreement. This should have been a treaty. John Kerry said it wasn't a treaty because in these times he doesn't do treaties anymore. This thing is unprecedented. But we have not yet seen all the political drama of this played out. So I think that, first question is the disapproval going to pass, which is a stunning statement itself. And there will be certainly Democrats in the House, many more Democrats in the House. There will be more in the Senate. And then at that point, we can address the question of vetoes. This thing has a life of its own and its own dynamic.
Well, that may be the case, but if, in fact, the president gets what he wants here, it will probably mean that about two-thirds to three-quarters of Democrats, at least in one chamber, did what needed to be done to get him this win as he sees it. And so if, in fact, that happens, how does the principled opposition of a distinct minority of the Democratic Party end up saving the party?
Well, I'm saying if they're able to convince enough.
Oh, okay.
That they can to get enough support to spare the Democrats, that they're the last hope. Otherwise, if the Democrat, even the Democratic electorate, the American people see a Democratic Party, which puts the president, what the president wants over the interests of the nation, or what they believe. Look, we asked the question of voters whether people, we asked just Democrats, this is a tough vote. The president, party leaders wants this, and yet many, many are opposed. What do you want? What should they do? Should they support trust in their president and his negotiators, the president, Kerry, and their negotiators, or should they vote what they believe is right? And it's overwhelming belief that they are right. John, as we said in the article, John Kennedy famously said, and I feel this strongly as a Democrat, sometimes party loyalty asks too much. And if the question is that they have voted for something that the American people think is dire and ends up having dire consequences because the will of the majority will of the Congress and the vast majority will of the country has been ignored, I fear the Democrats will live with this question of they lost the Middle East.
Pat,
and that will be painful election after election. We saw what happened over the last 30 years when the Democratic Party has been perceived as weak on national security. President Obama's handling of national security has been very poorly received. And in reality, it's been, frankly, a frightening disaster, whether it's Russia to the Middle East to Iran to ISIS or whatever. This the Democratic Party needs to measure whether or not they are going to be viewed as a party that cannot be trusted with national security. If so, that is something that will tip the political balance of this country.
Last topic, Pat. You've been frustrated with so many different elements of the Obama administration that I'm sure you get asked every once in a while, what is it that still anchors you to the Democratic Party? Is it other issues that you don't necessarily speak out about as much because you do agree with them, or is it a lack of viable alternatives?
Well, it's also viable alternatives. I belong to a party, and I am a member of a party I believe in, which the party of Kennedy and Truman and Carter and even Clinton in terms of strong national defense. And we have always been that. Barack Obama has taken this party and jerked it so far away from its roots of being a party that speaks to the people. Just look at the state parties now that are talking about getting rid of the Jefferson Jackson Day dinners that traditionally for 100 years honored the founders of the Democratic Party because they're no longer in style for these people. This attempt to drag the Democratic Party into becoming, instead of the voice of the common people, the voice of entitled elites, is unacceptable to me and many Democrats.
Pat, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time today. We greatly appreciate it.
Great. Thank you.
Pat Caddell is a longtime Democratic pollster and strategist who helped Jimmy Carter win the White House in 1976. He's now a Fox News contributor and a principal with the Secure America Now poll. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.